In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, Lord Krishna, while addressing Uddhava, he says, the spiritual master and disciple, they are like two arani sticks. When you upbraid the arani sticks together, it produces a fire, and which also naturally produces light. The spiritual master is compared to the lower stick and the disciple to the upper stick, because the fire emanates from the lower portion. And as you upbraid, the fire produced becomes so powerful, it envelops the upper wood and eventually heats it and burns it practically. The meaning is, the spiritual master's instructions should envelop the disciple and eventually transform the disciple in totality. The disciple, Krishna says there, should accept the spiritual master with a heart full of love and worship him almost like a deity. He says, Guru Deva Tatma means like a deity. And the spiritual master's instructions, they influence the life of the disciple. What is the meaning of influencing? Sometimes devotees say they have been practicing for a few years, but then the instructions of the spiritual master are not influencing the life of the disciple. Whether it be our chanting or our hearing or performance of services, in all these things the change of attitude doesn't come. That is because the guru's instructions are not influencing us. Because this is actually the test. When His Holiness Bhaktidhir Damodar Maharaj came to Pune, he was telling the spiritual master should dominate the disciple by his instruction, he said. It is not in the derogatory sense. It is in a positive sense. Actually, the spiritual master is never a dominator. He always considers himself a servant of Krishna and his devotees. But what is the meaning of him dominating the disciple? Dominating the disciple means to, the disciple has wrong tendencies which always make him glide down, go lower always, keep himself submerged in the three modes. But the instructions of the spiritual master should uplift the disciple and influence the heart of the disciple in such a way that the disciple takes these instructions very seriously. And he becomes willing to hear, to listen, to obey, and elevate and uplift himself. And if he brings about the change, then that kind of change, just like you see wood, initially, you know, the fire is dormant in the wood. You can't even see it. But as you heat the wood, what happens? It gradually becomes hotter. Although it becomes hotter, still fire is not there. But if you keep heating it, gradually the sparks of fire start coming. Eventually, the whole wood burns. Similarly, one certainly requires some patience to see the instructions of the spiritual master transforming the heart and life of the disciple. And that will certainly take some time. But at least one should be in the right direction of becoming changed. That is why training means training in consciousness. Training is not how to offer obeisances or how to wear tilak and how to wear dhoti kurta. That is a very superficial training. Because out of sense of duty we may come punctually to Mangalarati or Bhagavatam class. And out of a sense of duty or out of fear of punishment or something. That is very, very superficial. But the real progress, a real training is what? If the disciple starts feeling a longing to attend Mangalarati, longing to attend Bhagavatam, a longing to bring about a change. Otherwise there are devotees who are not reading any Prabhupada books for months together. And they are going scot-free as leaders. And they are giving instructions to others also. So, if the spiritual master's instruction at least should affect the heart of the disciple, that I am not fulfilling his instruction, he should at least have some remorse. He should try to fulfill. Otherwise, then we will remain like dull wood, you know, in which the fire is dormant and the fire is not affecting us. And we are not, just like Swarup Shakti, Srimati Radharani, when she infuses the heart of the disciple with Bhakti Bhavana, then you will see the iron rod or the fire, iron rod or the wood, whatever you put in the fire, it becomes red hot and yellow hot and white hot, and it becomes radiant. It gives heat and light, huh? Isn't it? But otherwise the dull wood or dull iron is going to be dull always. There is not going to be any change. The reason is, we act on a material platform, not on a spiritual platform. Actually, it is true that we are all in the ground level, in the material platform, but by the important instructions which Guru is giving, we can elevate ourselves to spiritual platform. That is why when the arani sticks are rubbed together, the fire that emanates, that is actually called as the instruction of the spiritual master. And amongst all the instructions, the first and foremost instruction is to chant the holy names of the Lord with attention and absorption and respect. So if somebody is not leading spiritual life properly, they should take a look. How is my chanting? That's the root cause of all problems. If the chanting is done disrespectfully, that's why Rupa Goswami says, Kintu Adarat Anudinam Kalusaiva Jushta. Every day we should be very cautious and careful to attentively call out Krishna's holy names with sincerity. Otherwise, if you are not calling out properly, either we sleep off or we allow the mind to wander, and we wander here and there. Once the holy name is improperly offered, then the result is, then a disciple will not hear the Guru's instruction. Weeks and months will pass, he will not even want to hear the lectures. He will not even want to pay attention to the divine instructions and pay Srila Prabhupada's books and our spiritual master's instructions. These two are so vital for us. When chanting is poor, then everything gets spoiled. Like one pinch of poison in milk spoils the whole thing. So when chanting is spoiled, carelessly done, then one's daily activities and then there is only material dust that is arising in the heart, causing confusion and chaos and bewilderment. Where is clarity of thought? Where is clarity of speech and action? So this example is a beautiful example Krishna gives to Uddhava, that the guru and disciple are like two arani sticks. By rubbing of this, the fire and heat and light are produced, which in turn, he says, gives sukha, happiness to both the people. Guru feels happy, disciple feels happy, because the guru is happy that disciple is gratefully receiving the instructions, and disciple is happy that he is enlightened, and guru has given him the vinirmukta. Krishna says, janma bandha vinirmukta padam gacchanta namayam. He says, vinirmukta means a person is in the material world, but he has no material desires in his heart. He is called vinirmukta. Material desires are emptied from the heart. How will they be emptied unless the instructions of the guru influence the heart of the disciple? And when the material desires are emptied, you are as good as liberated. It's called vinirmukta. But then subsequently, padam gacchanta namayam. Then one will go back home, back to Godhead. But the foremost instruction is the chanting of the holy name. And we are sitting in a circle not to sleep together. Or some devotees say, be so sensitive that you don't wake up the other person. Prabhu, I am such a sensitive devotee, I don't wake him up only. Let him fall down and go to Maya. This is not friend. The friend is one who helps the other person. If you wake him up 3-4 times, at least he will have the sense to get up and walk and chant. So everyone should help each other. Not in a sense of superiority or in a sense of ridiculing others. But we should help each other to make sure that we are calling out the holy name, pronouncing it properly, and we are keeping ourselves awake. Every morning, this is the prime time, the chanting time, in which we should invest our whole energy of the day in calling out Krishna's names very fervently. And then everything else will follow very smoothly. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer.